Welcome to Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael, your fill-in host today for Gemma Gaudette. Idaho Public Television has a long history in the state. Founded in 1965, its roots go back even further than the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which helps fund public media outlets, including Boise State Public Radio. In addition to federal funding, Idaho PTV is supported by its many contributing members, but relies on direct support from the state legislature, funding that has come under debate in recent years. And Ron Pizaneski has been a big part of Idaho PTV's four-decade story. He's been the general manager for the station for 8 years and has worked there in total for more than 35 years. Now he's set to retire. And after a long and dynamic career, he's on the line with us now to reflect on this moment. Thanks for being here, Ron.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom.
So why did you first get into public television? What do you like about it?
Well, you know, I think that public television has this wonderful mission of educating, informing, enlightening, and to a certain degree, entertaining the public. And I think rather than just being interested in entertainment, you know, the mission has always appealed to me, the idea of trying to make folks' lives better in some small way, whether it's with our children's programming or our public affairs shows or history or the whole variety of programming that we bring to the public. That's really what appealed to me about public media.
Now, listeners should know that Boise State Public Radio and Idaho PTV are very different organizations, and the network of PBS TV and NPR Radio are also different. But we do work together on many items. But I think one of the hallmarks of your time as general manager is something that we certainly don't do in public radio. You, through education grants, you helped expand direct services to teachers. Would you speak to that?
Sure. So when I became general manager 8 years ago, one of the goals was to increase the amount of work we were doing for public school teachers and students and parents. So among the things we do during the pandemic, when so many families had students trying to learn at home, we realized that many of those families did not have access to internet or to broadband devices. And so we took one of our channels, our Learn Create channel, and devoted it basically 8 hours a day to providing direct instruction from Idaho teachers to students learning at home. And that's one example. Another is for a number of years now, we've done a teacher training where one of our former teachers, who's an expert in using technology effectively in the classroom, worked one-on-one with teachers in a lot of the rural school districts to help them to become more proficient using technology effectively in the classroom and digital media. And of course, that continued during the pandemic with helping them to do distance learning in a more effective way.
Distance learning, teacher training, so important, especially in rural Idaho. These communities can often feel forgotten. What are things that stood out to you, to your service, especially in rural Idaho?
Well, we heard from so many teachers and parents as well about how, you know, broadband is not ubiquitous throughout Idaho. And yet Idaho Public Television reaches virtually 99% of the TV households in the state. And we really became their connection, their ability to have great high quality resources, to have the ability for their own teachers to be able to reach out to them. So, and they loved a lot of the creative ways in which teachers were able to provide lesson plans using broadcast television.
We're speaking with Idaho Public Television General Manager Ron Pizaneski as he prepares to retire after 35 years with the station. You know, since Idaho PTV is directly funded by the state rather than through a university like some other stations, you have had to become more of a political animal, as they say. What have you learned about our state legislature, particularly in these last 8 years?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's a very diverse group of people, and their goal is to serve their constituents in each of the various districts. And so a lot of my time has been spent trying to help them understand the ways in which we serve their constituents. And whether that's from our Idaho in Session service that provides live coverage of the Idaho legislature and every one of the committees that, that serve that, or whether it's really helping them understand how we do our education work, and even just the kinds of content that we provide throughout the year. I think one of the misperceptions is that the state appropriation pays for the content that we provide, programs like NOVA or Masterpiece or the NewsHour or our children's programming. That's not the way it works. Those programs are paid for by individual donor contributions and some business support and foundation support. The funding that we get from the Idaho legislature really pays for the infrastructure so that whether you live in Boise, Idaho, or Ryrie, or Grangeville, or Soda Springs, or everywhere in between, you have the ability to have the same high quality service that folks in the urban areas have.
That's a great distinction for people to know about what the state funds. I can't imagine. I know sometimes your budget is put under a microscope, but offering live coverage of the legislature certainly is a civic mission.
Absolutely. You know, one of the goals we have is to do, to help Idahoans understand how the legislative process works. And so they can sit there and watch their legislators in action, follow bills all the way through the operation from the first idea through to passage. And not only is it available on streaming, and it's we stream all of the committees, but both the House and Senate main deliberations, we broadcast one on our Create a Learn channel when we're not doing our Classroom Idaho project as we have this year. And then we take another one of our channels, the World Channel, and devote it to the legislature when they're in session.
Ron Pizaneski, our guest, we're talking about Idaho Public Television. He's preparing to retire this year. You know, we talked about enhanced education services, new funding that you'd help build Idaho Public Television. Another hallmark of your career is the creation of this program called Idaho Experience, which really kind of digs and follows on the great work of Outdoor Idaho and some of the other Hallmark shows. This has become a new Hallmark show.
It really has. We started it about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. It was one of the three big initiatives that when I became general manager were important. We did a little retreat and looked at three things. One, the education work, which I already talked about. The second was to enhance our local productions. Really, viewers in Idaho, citizens in Idaho, really value looking at the state that they live in, whether it's our programs like Idaho Reports or, as you mentioned, Outdoor Idaho. And we decided that one of the areas where both schools and regular viewers wanted more information, wanted more content, was in Idaho history. So we created a series similar to American Experience, the popular national PBS show, but really telling Idaho stories. So a great way to look at the people, places, and events that have helped shape the history of Idaho and how those historical events and activities sort of shape how the future of Idaho will look.
Ron, something else that our listeners may not know, and this may cause you to blush, I've attended some national conferences with you, and you're a well-known figure nationally for public television, involved in many committees, technology to content. How important is working within the national PBS system for stations like ours in Idaho?
Well, I've had the great opportunity to be able to represent, I think, a smaller rural state and station in the national landscape. And I think that helps the folks, whether it's the people that run PBS or the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or some of the national producers, to understand the needs and interests of people in, you know, a small rural Western state like Idaho, frankly, a more conservative state than say New York or California, and to be able to help them shape programming that does have impact in a place like Idaho. For 25 years, I was on the PBS Kids Advisory Committee before I became a general manager, and have continued to be involved with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, American Public TV, PBS, and others.
Well, on a personal note, when's your last day, and what are you looking forward to in retirement?
Well, I said that my officially I would stay on until a replacement was named, but I initially said June 30th. I think it'll be probably closer to July 30th before I'm finally out the door, as it were. My wife and I are hoping to do some traveling and really to spend time with family outside of Idaho, because we haven't had a chance to do as much traveling, and then just to kick back and relax and enjoy gardening and lots of things that I haven't been able to do over the years.
Well, thank you so much for all your public service in public media in this community, and especially personally. We've been speaking with Idaho Public Television General Manager Ron Pizaneski. Up next, a visit with our Mounted West News Bureau to learn more about changing standards and expectations for air quality. I'm Tom Michael. This is Idaho Matters.